This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Thank you. the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. There was a question in that song that said, will you be ready? Yes, that's the question, because Jesus is coming back soon. And whether or not you are ready or not, he is coming back. Praise God. Let's give that choir, amen, and our young people a round of applause. Those various sponsors who are working with those children, amen, as they not only gave some reflections on the history of black people, we just want to thank them for continuing to remember. Because if we forget history, we don't know how much we will actually be missing. Amen. And there was a time when no one wanted anybody to know what it is that we did. And then when we start peeling back the grape, we found out that most of all of our major inventions, all you got to do is go and look at them. All you got to do is look at most of the major inventions, things that most people would take for granted, were done by people who were working all of their lives, and therefore they had to figure some things out to make their lives a whole lot easier. Amen. So that's how we come up with light bulbs and traffic lights, toilet seats, and all of those things like that, wash machines, all of those things like that, things that we would take for granted and think that someone else had the ideas of those things. But all of those ideas were birthed in the minds of black folk. That's why when I took a look at this program, and I want every kid, if you don't have a copy of this program, and every adult, look at the back of this program. It says that I am somebody. And you make sure that you remind yourself every day that you are, in fact, somebody. Praise God. You are of worth. Amen? Praise God. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't achieve. You can, in fact, achieve. Praise God. Let us, I got three verses of scripture in the book of Jonah that I want us to look at. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. There are three things in those three verses that I believe that is worth listening to on this morning. Amen. Put Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3. We're going to look at those. Amen. Verse 1 says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, and look what the word says. It says, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And then verse 3 says, but Jonah rose up to fled unto Tarshish. Praise God. He went down to a smeltering, metal smeltering place where they sold metal and stuff from the presence of the Lord. And went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so that he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I've heard this word mentioned 100 times this morning, and it's that word resist. I want to talk about man's resistance to God. Amen. Have a seat. Have a seat. You see, the word resistance means to oppose. It means to rebel. It means to withstand, to resist, to refrain, or to abstain. In other words, it means to go against or to rebel against either what is already been established or what is being implemented praise God, whether it is by divine a man's authority. Now let me just bust all of our bubbles this morning, because we all have resisted and rebelled against something in our lifetime. Praise God. It could be against our parents. It could be against our teachers. It could be against some established rule or regulation. Praise God. It could be against God. Praise. Some of us are guilty of all of the above. That's one of those multiple choice questions that you can get right. Praise God. Because I fall in that category. Praise God. We have resisted. We have rebelled against all of those things. And see, in our text today, we see where the man of God, praise God, attempted to take the easy road of resistance. Amen. Praise God. Although in order to try to escape and try not to do what God wanted him to do. Now, if I were to ask for a show of hands in here today, and every last one of us are very, very honest, amen, with the question that I may ask here, or that I'm going to ask, how many of us in here have resisted what God has told us to do? Amen. Amen. I'm glad to see, amen, that there are some honest folk in here today. You see, God's word came unto Jonah. Amen. Very little is known about Jonah. Pastor Babin and Reverend Phillips, very little is known about the character that we talk about this morning, this character by the name of Jonah. And there are some people today who don't even believe that the book of Jonah is even relevant to us today. But can I tell you that the book of Jonah is very relevant to us, not only as a church, but to each and every last one of us individually? You see, many believers have discreetly turned aside, praise God, from the issues in our society that where we once addressed fearless, that were once addressed fearless and positive confrontation by the church. Amen. There were some things that were going on in times, Pastor Babin, when I was a little boy, that the church stood up against. Amen. But we have come into an age of silence now, because we have discreetly allowed certain things, amen, not only to creep into the church, but praise God, but creep all around us, amen. Therefore, we were in a sense, we are just like Jonah, amen. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, I know your name may be Martin, I know your name just may be Babin, but today your name is Jonah. Praise God. You see, as we examine our text closely, we see three things that jump out at us, ought to jump out at us, as it relates to this main participant, this man of God. And the very first thing that we see, if we look at verse 1, we see the directions that God gave to Jonah. Put verse 1 back up on the board, because it said something there. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, praise God. And let's stop right there for a second. You see, God gave directions to Jonah the prophet. Amen. The same Jonah, praise God, who is mentioned only one other time in the entire Bible. Praise God. And you're going to find that only at 2 Kings. Won't y'all put that up there? I didn't give it to you. But put 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25. Praise God. The only other time that you're going to even mention, you're going to see this man, Jonah, name ever mentioned. And it mentions because it gives us his hometown. And it tells us, praise God, where he come from, a little place called Gethsemane, that's located about 4 miles north of Nazareth in Galilee. You see, we know nothing about Jonah's life other than the reference there in 2 Kings, where he was God's messenger of mercy for Israel during the reign of King Jeroboam II. Praise God. And his experiences in Nineveh, as we have read and we're going to read in our text. But here we see the sovereign will of God in choosing Jonah, an unknown, to do a job for him. Amen. In other words, God did this. The Bible says that the word of the Lord came specifically to Jonah. You see, that tells me something, praise God. God knew exactly who Jonah was. Praise God. I told you your name, Jonah, today. Praise God. God knows exactly who Jonah was. He was looking for Jonah. He wasn't looking for nobody else. He didn't say that the word of the Lord came to Jonah's father. Neither did it come to his mother. It did not come to his sister or his brother. But praise God, he says that the word of God came unto Jonah. Praise God. Now, I've already told you that there was a little known about Jonah, praise God, in the word of God, which tells me, praise God, that we don't have to be as famous as we think we ought to be. Our names may not be on a neon sign, praise God, but let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, God has a work for every last one of us to do, and he knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly what we can do. He knows exactly how we think. You see, the fact that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah lets me know that Jonah, praise God, must have been a praying man. Amen. Somebody said, because I don't believe that the message, the word, gonna come to somebody if they're not praying and they're not seeking after God. So it sort of let me know that even though Jonah is a practically unknown person at this time, but the word of the Lord came to him. So it let me know that Jonah must have been doing some praying at one time. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, I know for the day your name is Jonah. Praise God. Is there something that you are seeking from the Lord? Praise God. Because sure enough, if you are seeking something from the Lord, praise God, the Lord is going to speak to you. Amen. So we find that this prophet of God, praise God, he must have known something about God. He knows something about God. He must have spent some time fasting because the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. You see, I believe that Jonah was seeking a word from the Lord. Amen. You know what Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 tells us, praise God, that we are to ask and it shall be given. It asks us to seek and we shall find. And it says, knock and it shall be opened unto us. I'm trying to tell us something this morning. Maybe the reason why we are not hearing from the Lord, maybe the reason why God is not speaking to us, is because we are not asking, we are not seeking, praise God, and we are not being persistent in opening and knocking at the door. But this the word of the Lord came to Jonah, praise God, and it may not be the word that he wanted to hear. Amen. I'm glad this Black History Month, praise God, because you see, he got a word, but it may not be the word that he wanted to hear. Praise God. What? Because we're going to get to the word here in a minute. Because when we get that second thing, you see, he spoke to Jonah. Praise God. He said, Jonah, I got something for you to do. Praise God. Something that I only want you to do. I don't need nobody else to do that. Because if I'm like Jonah, praise God, the very first thing that I'm going to do if the Lord calls me to do something. Praise God. I said, Lord, why don't you call one of them other boys? Praise God. Amen. Don't call me, because you see, I'm really shy and I'm really scared and I really don't know how to talk. Praise God. Why don't you call Jeremiah? Why don't you call Ezekiel? Why don't you call, praise God, Isaiah or one of those? But don't bother me, because, praise God, I'm over here in my comfort zone. Praise God. And so don't call me. But one thing we got to realize, praise God, that when God has a work for us to do, God is going to wake us up. In other words, I believe the word that I want to use is that word called arrest. Praise God. He wants to arrest us. Praise God. Exactly where we are. So we find that this word, praise God, that the directions from God came directly to Jonah. You see, this certainly true in God's relationship with us. God has given direction to some of us. He has given talents to some of us, but praise God, we fail to heed his directions or to use our talents, praise God, that we have. And let me tell you something, amen, just in the city of Alexandria, there's enough, praise God, for every last one of us to do. Amen. Y'all know I had the flu, and last Saturday night, amen, I came home and I got straight in bed. Never got up out of my bed until Tuesday morning, praise God, before I even went outside. But just on Friday, praise God, I happened to have a student to come to my office. She happens to be a senior today, praise God, and she came up to my desk and looked to me like she was troubled. And I said, sweetheart, tell me what's going on. She said, well, if you heard about the 17-year-old boy that got killed on Saturday night. I said, well, I didn't hear about that. I said, now, the reason I didn't hear it, because I was sick and I was in my bed and I never saw it on the news. And I said, well, what does that have to do with? She said, well, that's my first cousin, praise God. And then and my point is this, amen. We're trying to get a coalition together, praise God, of all of us pastors and preachers and law enforcement, so that we can go to some of these troubled neighborhoods, amen, so that we can talk to some of these young men about the fact that lives matter, praise God. When you have a 17-year-old who's gunned down the way he was gunned down, because she was pretty graphic to me about what happened, praise God, at least from the story that she got. But what I'm trying to tell us, praise God, we as the church, amen, we no longer can sit and be silent on these type of things. My brothers and my sisters, we need to get out of our comfort zone. Amen. See, God called Jonah and he said, Jonah, I got a mission for you to go. And he gave Jonah direction. But Jonah, like some of us today, there are certain places we don't want to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, it's good to sit in here. Praise God. It's good to stay in our own neighborhoods. Praise God. But praise God, it's going to take some Jonases to get out into some of these areas, and let's engage some of these young men right where they are. Praise God, to let them know that life does mean something, and that since you can't give a life, you don't even have any business trying to take one. Praise God. So we see that directions came and they went to Jonah. But let me tell you something else. If we look at number two, amen, we see the dilemma of Jonah. Turn to Jonah that's next to you. Say, Jonah, I see you in a dilemma. Praise God. Look at verse 2. Look what verse 2. Put verse 2 up there because we got to look at this dilemma. What was the dilemma? The dilemma is that Jonah had been praying. Jonah had been fasting. I got to assume that. And then the word came up to Jonah and said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. Praise God, that great city. And I want you to cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Praise God. Now, y'all Bible readers know the story. Praise God. He said, I want you to go down to Nineveh. Amen. Nineveh. I don't want you to go down. I want you to go down. I don't want to call in the streets because somebody going to say you're picking on my neighborhood. But praise God, I need you to go to Nineveh. Praise God. That wicked city, because it has become so wicked. It has come up before me. But praise God. But Jonah decided that he wouldn't go to Nineveh. In other words, Jonah is saying, Lord, send me anywhere you want to send me. But praise God, don't send me to Nineveh. Praise God. And that sort of let me know that he was facing a dilemma. See, Jonah at this time to me, praise God, was facing some type of prejudice. Amen. Amen. That's why I told you I was glad that today is we beginning Black History Month. You see, as people of God, praise God, we have to get out of our comfort zones, amen, when it comes to going and doing the will of God. And Jonah was probably saying to himself, why Nineveh? You see, Nineveh was a pagan city under the Assyrian Empire, whose people through the generations had been enemies and persecutors of God's people. Praise God, history even tells us, amen, that it was the Ninevites who had